Thanks for listening to today's Real Estate for Breakfast podcast. I would now like to tell you a brief story about the risk of celebrating too soon. In 1985, the city of New Orleans, which had almost 20 public pools, experienced a swim season with no incidents of drowning. Understandably, the city's 200 lifeguards gathered at one of the pools to celebrate such a tremendous milestone. But when the party was over, it was discovered that a guest had drowned in the deep end of the pool. At the time of the event, four of the lifeguards in attendance at the party were on lifeguard duty. Tragic and yet ironic at the same time. Recently, a Spanish television reporter quit her job on live television after learning that she was a winner in Spain's National Christmas Lottery, which held a $2 billion jackpot. She was actually reporting on the lottery drawing called El Gordo, also called the Fat One, when she realized that she herself had the winning numbers. The crowd behind her excitedly celebrated her good fortune and champagne corks popped. But while she had the correct lottery number, she would soon learn that she shared the jackpot with over 15,000 other lottery winners. After the prize money was split in accordance with a complex mathematical method, her share of the jackpot was only $5,500. Several days later, she showed up back to work, reportedly more disappointed in how she conducted herself on live TV rather than with her final winnings. I experienced a premature celebration last year when my colleague and I were involved in a two-day trial involving a complicated real estate dispute. On the first day, the plaintiff called many witnesses to the stand to testify against our client. The testimony appeared to be so damaging that during a court break, opposing counsel strode over to withdraw an earlier settlement offer. Then he made bold and unreasonable demands of our client. He was so confident that he had won his case. Truth be told, that day at trial was very disheartening. However, our client stood firm with his truth. The next day, when it was our turn to present our case, witness testimony would reveal new and critical facts that caused the judge to sit up straight, so much so that the judge began examining our witnesses himself. He even called his own witnesses. That day of testimony was so crucial to our client that when the judge read his order, he ruled against the plaintiff, stating that our client could expect over $500,000 in damages. Then, to my amazement, plaintiff's counsel got up from his table and stormed out of the courtroom before the judge had even given us leave. Pride cometh before the fall. One decisive moment in time can destroy your celebration. Stay balanced. If you liked what you heard, please share this with your friends and family. If you have any questions regarding how this podcast relates to real estate or contract law, definitely call my office. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel,